In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. This John the Baptizer came. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. First words out of his mouth. The kingdom of God is at hand. I hate to think of him this way, but I suspect he looked more like some kind of Hindu shaman than he did any one of us. A Nazarite, he had not cut his hair his entire life, lived on grasshoppers and wild honey. He must have been a very sinewy character who arrives in the Jordan area. And everybody comes down from Jerusalem to hear him. Who is it that comes? Even those of the establishment, the religious people, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees were like the LLL, the lay movement. And the Pharisees had started in that second century BC as a movement to clean up the act of Jerusalem because of what had happened when their forefathers in the 8th century and the 5th, 6th century BC had lost the faith and essentially become pagans. It was a reform movement, the Pharisaic movement. A faithful reform movement at the time of Judas Maccabees, the hammer. Maccabees. The Sadducees were a Levitical family. They had managed to kick out the standing line of the priesthood in the temple, which was corrupt and compromising with the Hellenistic and Roman lords. So they established a different line, more faithful, but they were the reformers, the faithful ones. And what does John preach exactly to them? Don't say that we are the children of Abraham. I tell you the truth, God can raise up children of Abraham from these stones. So it's precisely to the Bible readers, it's precisely to the seminarians, it's precisely to the doctors of the church, it's precisely to the religious people, it's precisely to the people who see themselves in the long line of reformers of the church that John the Baptizer preaches. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And many think that Jesus was no such preacher of repentance, that he came along all sweet and happy, healing people. But the first words out of his mouth, a chapter later, fourth chapter of Matthew, first words are exactly the same as John's. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And in this text, we see how it goes. John the Baptizer is afflicted. Jesus comforts him. Others around are wondering what's going on. Jesus, this is a great text, test verse. Open up a Bible, a new translation of the Bible, and read this passage exactly, chapter 11. Verse 12, from the days of John the Baptizer until now, the kingdom of God be azetai. Some translate it as a middle and active. The kingdom of God is forcefully advancing. And biastai, and forceful men lay hold of it. Oh, wouldn't we like it to be that way, we reformers, we Sadducees? We Pharisees. The ESV gets it right. The kingdom of God suffers violence. And I would say rapacious men lay hold of it. Well, that's the connotation of these words used in the Septuagint. In this world, the church is hidden. It's hidden under all kinds of doctrinal divisions. It's hidden under scandals. It's hidden under grotesque error. even in our fellowship, it's the church and its glory is hidden among us sinners, every one of us. Every one of us falls short. Every one of us is not what we could be or what we ought be under the law. Every one of us has thoughts, words, and deeds that should not be thought or spoken or acted upon. Every one of us. Not a single one of you doesn't deserve the condemnation of the law. And it does condemn you. Exactly you. Precisely you. You of all people ought to know better. You gather about the Lord's gifts in this place. You receive the body and blood of Christ in a few moments, and the lips that receive that very body and blood leave this place to say what ought not be said. And so it is. This Savior pleads with us, repent. John the Baptizer says, repent. And he says to you, I came not for the well, but for the sick. I came not for the righteous who don't need to repent, but for the unrighteous. I came for you. If you will have a Savior, you must always be a sinner. Always. Luther said to his friend Spainlein, who was troubled over his sins, figuring he didn't have a Savior anymore because his conscience so troubled him, Christ dwells only in sinners. And he said, join the rest of us hard-boiled sinners. In this room, we have the gamut of the worst possible sins. If all of our sins in this room were, even a fraction of them, of the last 24 hours were evident, I fear that none of us would be able to look any of the others in the face, and we would all quietly cover our heads with our coats and slink out. And yet, in Advent, we see the Lord deigns to dwell among such people and to forgive you and to give you his gifts to make you what he has you to be, to set before you a marvelous vocation, one sinner to others, with a blessed message of repentance and forgiveness. And there just isn't anything. There just isn't anything better than that in the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.